And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
If I send you a text trying to be nice, I realise that maybe underneath there I'm not as nice as what I believe I am. because, you know, if I'm going to get a coffee or something,
yeah.
If I might ask beforehand, hey, do you want a coffee?
Yeah, well, that's nice.
And that's
Don't often ask that, but yeah.
I do. Well, we don't hang out outside of the 2 hours
true.
That you're here.
That's a good
one
point.
Coffee is normally enough to
get you through
Get you through that. Thank you. So if I am somewhere without knowing it, though, so for example, if I know I'm preemptively going to go get a coffee and I'm coming to your house afterwards, I'll be like, hey, I'm bringing the coffee. I'm texting. Cool. But if I don't and I just happen to be at a coffee shop and I'm getting myself one, if I text you, hey, do you want a coffee? If you don't text back within 30 seconds, that offer has since expired.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes, because I felt really bad because I was texting one of my sisters and I was like, hey, I'm at Kmart. Do you need anything? And then I was like, no, they haven't responded. They responded 5 minutes later. I'm like, oh, that offer expired.
Yeah.
That is gone.
There was terms and conditions to that offer.
Terms and conditions. And 5 minutes seems like not a long time, but no, I'm done now. I'm on the other side of the shop and sorry, I'm out.
Oh, hang on. You were still inside the shop.
Look, I wasn't, according to the text I sent back. I'd already left. But
terms and conditions would state that if you are still in said shop, you still have an obligation to fulfill the reply to the text message.
No, it happens all the time, especially at the supermarket, right?
So you're not just saying I'm at Kmart. You're saying I'm in this specific aisle or section of Kmart and you have to reply to me before I leave
that
section.
I know you wanted a vase. Do you want one? I'm here. Didn't reply. I'm gone. That's it.
Yeah, but only because you've left the section.
Yeah, exactly. But that is expired. It expires. That text expires. It's just like at the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
If you text Dodsy and you say, hey, I'm gone to the supermarket. Do you want anything?
Yep.
And she doesn't text back within 5 minutes. If you are already paying for your items.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Register.
Do you quickly go, oh, no, I'm just going to run out and get something? No, you don't. You do the whole, I've already left.
No.
Sorry.
So if I think the cutoff point is if you've hit the registers or beyond and are leaving and approaching your car or gone, I agree with you. There is an expiry to it. But if you're still within the store and you've put it out there to your sister, hey, I'm at Kmart or I'm at the supermarket, it shouldn't matter which aisle you've moved to.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
You could go back two aisles and go, I'll get that little item.
No, but my hands are full already. My hands weren't full before when I asked you. Now I have to get it. No, I'm not going to get it.
They're going to fill up as the course of your shopping happens anyway.
No. So just know, if I text you something, you're like, oh, that's so nice. Know that underneath it's not.
I totally agree with the coffee thing.
Yeah.
You have got 30 seconds.
I'm in the line. Yeah. I'm in the line. Yep. If you do not reply, I'm not coming back to get you one again. I'm just like offer expired. So just know that. And I know that you and I are good people underneath, but not really. But they're just the rules and regs.
Because we lie sometimes.
We do.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You are fired up.
We are talking music at the footy. And I was as excited as anyone because Jack Martin turned it on and made yesterday's footy against Port Adelaide really fun. Kicked 4 goals in just over 5 minutes. But every time he kicked a goal, this song came on. And it's after every single player kicks a goal, there's some music played.
You're very upset about it.
I'm like, why can't we just enjoy and cheer for the fact Jack Martin is playing amazing football?
What
and
do we
how
have
good
to have
is
fun
this?
At the football. It's a serious business.
Football is fun.
Yeah.
Don't need the music as well.
Okay,
just
well,
play me We Are Geelong at the start of the game and hopefully at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That'll do me.
I have no mixed feelings about it. I actually really like music at the football. It gets me inspired, gets me up and about. So we're doing one of these.
Please help. Call me now. The KROQ phone poll.
52232955. Who we got on the phone, Lingy?
We got Lloydie from Armstrong Creek. Lloydie, please, come on, mate. You're with me, surely.
Look, I think we need to sit down and have a bit of a chat here, Lingy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's sort something out here. I agree with you to a point. I do believe that the songs, they can be played at the footy, but it has to be a good song to get you in the mood. Otherwise, don't put it on. That's how I sort of see it. So we, obviously, we've seen that when Charlie Cameron when he kicks one for the Brisbane Lions, everyone gets around it with Country Road. But you wouldn't get people into it when it comes to the Muck Arena or something like that if Joe Blow kicked the goal, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I feel like it has to be a particular song that suits
cool.
the mood.
Yeah, something that, something like that. This, maybe?
Loggy.
It's terrible.
You're not helping,
I
all right?
Really apologize.
You are not helping.
That, not helping.
That is absolutely woeful, and I apologize.
So what Lloydie is saying is, one-off player, Charlie Cameron for the Brisbane Lions kicks a goal. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Don't need every Brisbane Lions player having their own song and ridiculous songs being played. We are allowed to cheer. After
bring back the cheer, says Cameron Ling. It's all about the music and the kids and the TikToks, and I don't understand it, but I hate it.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are doing the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. It is Cameron, Lauren and Bradley.
You're funny. You're very funny.
Just, you know, I know there's no nicknames. We shouldn't be calling you Jono, should we?
What's
it's not Lingy, Jono and Loggy.
You obviously didn't watch the footy on the weekend.
We are
back. We had the competition fooled. We had our opposition fooled and the competition fooled.
Really?
Let's
now?
Be honest. We had a week of first names only.
Yeah. No nicknames at Fox Footy, apparently.
For 1 week.
1 week.
And then everyone just lit up. And then we just went back to normal and everyone's like, what is going on? We've still got everyone fooled.
So it wasn't Channel 7 sort of putting down there, obviously, across the bow?
We, in our first segment on Thursday night, were back to normal nicknames and however we call anybody.
Really?
Yeah, 7 tried their very, very best to get to have a dig, but they just missed the opportunity. Just missed it. Maybe we got a heads up. The graphic was
on
going
its
to
way.
Happen.
Ooh, we went bang. Double
bang.
Agents.
We got back in first.
Yes, wow. Fox
Footy
so way.
That is. So we are well and truly back to the way it should be. I think next year we've had red round in the past.
Yeah.
And next year we're going to have first name round.
So
even when we call the players, it's going to be Cameron, handballs to Lauren, back over to Brad. How would that go if we
it's
called
not
the
Brad.
Play?
Oh,
we went the whole way.
That would infuriate
it
people.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah. So we might do that next year, I think. First name round.
And then play a song after every goal. Oh, people will be wild. Thanks for that, Bradley. We need to get the Vest
Brad.
And Ferris. Are you sure? I think it's Bradley on
no,
your birth
not.
Certificate. Is it really?
Yes,
you're just Brad?
Just Brad.
Just plain old Brad.
Oh, your parents. Bless them.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're doing the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. And right now it's time for this.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
It's all thanks to the Zenith Sports Vest, isn't it, Cameron Link?
It certainly is. Every single week, Jono gives the 3-2-1 Vest and Fairest votes for the Cats games. The leaderboard is getting a little tighter.
Would you give Jez a votes yesterday, Cameron?
What's he kick six?
He's kick six.
But he has been given little Jez the Gooses.
I like that. Is that yours? Have you penned that?
That is straight out of Jimmy James, like his partner.
Jez the Goose.
He came to me last night.
I love it.
And he's like, hey, make sure tomorrow you say Jez a Goose. I had no idea what he was talking about. And I said to Lingy, something about a goose or something. Like, I've got it. Jez a Goose.
Don't worry, Lingy's pinched that now. Yeah. Bad luck.
Thanks, Jimmy James.
Bad luck. So he's well on the way to 100. This is so good.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So good. I kind of said yesterday in coverage that it just feels like they're going to try as hard as they can during home and away to get him as close as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And then once finals come, he's not getting the easy ones that he did. He did yesterday. They play the Bombers this week. We said last week, we said he's on 69. If he gets 5 a week, that's when he gets him to 89, which is pretty good by the end of the home and away. Well, Port Adelaide, he gets the 6. So therefore, he's on his way to the early 90s
we
now.
Know he's going to get 6 this upcoming Friday.
Ooh. Against the Bombers. So this is the thing now. The opposition is setting up to try and restrict him as much as possible. Now, yesterday he still walks off with 6, right?
Yeah.
But Port Adelaide were doing everything they could. So others started to cash in, like Martin and Shannon Avenue and all these sort of guys that play really, really good football. So Essendon will be interesting, right? Because their key defenders are out. Whether they just flood Cameron.
We don't care. I bet you that they'll be like, nah, go on. They'll probably like Jezza. And they'll be like, we'll help him out.
You reckon Chris is ringing Brad saying, hey, this week, mate, you know, like.
You don't care, do you?
Do it for the theatre.
Yeah. Friday night, we're coming off a short break. Just play no one on him.
Just let him go.
Just let him go.
Did you fit him in with six goals?
No.
I think that's the right decision.
Yeah. Really? So I gave one to Sean Manor, mm-hmm. Loving the way he's going about his footy at the moment. Maxie Holmes gets the two.
Ooh.
Which was a great game from Max. Yeah. Meters gain master.
I thought he was the three.
No. Oisin Mullen.
Oh.
Three votes. Yes. Zach Butters had 10 disposals.
Yeah.
A man who can average 30 and kick a couple of goals. Mullen was sensational yesterday. So he deserved the three votes.
Finally a bit of love for the run with players.
Once. Yes. This year I'll give him
so
one.
So pumped. Yes.
That's it. He tags next week. Who's he going to tag at the Bombers? Zach Merritt.
Oh, you go Zach.
If he holds Zach the 10, bad luck. He won't get votes again. But well done.
So what's the leaderboard currently? Are we keeping it quiet?
No, is B. Smith on 28.
Yeah.
Jezza Cameron, who I wanted to give votes to just to close the gap because B. Smith was getting none. He's on 21. Maxie Holmes on 16. Danger on 12. Myers and Manor on 7. So there's still a lot of work to do to catch Bailey.
Yeah, still a lot of big games of not much to come as well. So that's good.
But Bailey could get some votes in these games too because they're games where he'll rack them up against the oppos mids.
Yeah, nice. Jono, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in. Sorry, Brad, I should say.
Thanks, Lauren.
I know our place. And
see you, Lingy.
You'll be back next Monday. Prestige, Jono. Jago Geelong.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.